there should be space in the video game business to make products which are targeted to excel in the visual presentation, so they can be judged on those merits alone. Why should such visual masterpieces be tied down by expectations of people who do not understand the true goals of the product? I read many fans wanting to pick this game up based on how it looks, so is there no rating system that protects the desires of said fans to be able to take pride in their purchases and know they're receiving a top-rated visual experience without it being dirtied by the expectation of people who don't appreciate the goals of presentation the product has set for itself? I don't know, man. I just feel for people who are getting bummed out by these reviews and treated like what they want from the product is a mediocre gaming experience, when what they want is in fact an excellent visual experience. If a game says it's a platformer, then we shouldn't attack it for not being an RTS, and in the same right, if a game says it's visually stunning, then we shouldn't attack it for gameplay. People are even recommending not to purchase this game, hence victimizing people who pre-ordered it. It's rather insensitive to come out and tell people not to buy something they put money towards after the fact. No one likes to be judged for their purchasing decisions, so this judgmental atmosphere at the very least seems rather anti-consumer. Aren't media supposed to be on the consumer side? Finally, on the idea that the product is too short, a good product should leave you wanting more. Like when people say you've eaten when you feel bloated and you should stop eating when you feel you're about to get full. In essence, you should be wanting more before you stop eating. This is the proper way. Overeating will make you obese, and there's nothing good about that, so why are we trying to promote overgaming like it's something healthy? The order should be commended for not piling on the fat with unnecessary content, variety, game length, and extra modes and collectibles. It cares about the consumer's gaming health. Judged based on its visual fidelity and respect for consumer health, I'd give the order a 9.7 out of 10, but Metacritic won't carry my review on the reviewer section, so I'll leave it here and ask journalists to be kinder with their reviews. We need more products like The Order. Dare I say it? I'd like to The Order another one of these.